Well, our moms think we're funny.
Hey, everybody, it's Sister 22.
I'm a Comey.
And with us is a returning guest, Generic.
Hi.
For a minute, I thought you were going to, like, take Zolt, like, howdy, howdy, howdy. Yeah.
No, I keep it nice and simple. Just hello.
So I'm trying to think exactly how I ended up getting onto this thing. I was at work and we were doing something on our intranet homepage. They had this thing about the, I think it's just like news or whatever, and it's something about the USPF or the United States Space Force. And I knew about the Space Force, right? And I've never paid any attention to it because I'm like, I think the Space Force is like the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. And even when they first announced it and they're like, oh, hey, we've got the Space Force. And I was like, wow, that sounds dumb. Like, why do we need this? Like, why do we need the space for and I can't believe someone actually like greenlit that, but like, yes, this is something that we need to do because it's really important. So I was like, hey, just sounds dumb. So when I saw this thing on the and they had the history of Space Force, they're celebrating this anniversary, and so I read the history of Space Force and I was like, no, this is even stupider than what I thought it was. And I was like, I've got to talk about this on the podcast, and I got to get your thoughts, Akomi. And I was like, and I got to get Generic's thoughts on this because I know you're gonna have something to say about this, right? So this is from the USS, I also said PF earlier, but it's USSF, history. This is their history.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the USPF thing.
But, yeah, okay. The United States Postal Space Force. Right. You haven't heard about them?
Yeah. They fire your letters into space.
Is that how Amazon's doing their same day shipping now?
I mean, you have a better chance of getting your mail if they did fire into space and just let it like make its way back in than actually delivering it. Okay, so it says here, the U.S. Space Force was established December 20th of 2019 when the National Defense Authorization Act was signed into law with bipartisan support. Like, I give a shit about that, right? Like, it wasn't just one particular political side that said we needed this.
Oh, yeah. Really? Our government decided we needed more war stuff? Wow!
I mean...
Both sides wanted more war stuff? That's crazy!
I mean, typically when both sides are in agreement on something, it's a really fucking bad idea. So,
yeah. But, if as I understand it, when it comes to, like, Congress or whatever, isn't it supposed to be like, isn't it kind of like an even split between the two? So, if you want anything signed, you have to get bipartisan agreement.
If you
want to
guarantee it, you've got to get bipartisan support. Because there's always outliers, like, that break out from each side's particular convention or whatever. And they'll do it for whatever weird Game of Thrones-y bullshit reasons. You're right, though. Whenever they call something bipartisan support, it's like, who cares? Like,
right.
Like,
it has to be bipartisan.
All that means is everybody's getting paid instead of only half.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, defense contracts. Yeah, no shit. No shit. Why do you think we spend hundreds of billions every year in freaking defense contracts. Uh-huh. Of course. Yeah. Of course they keep wanting to get that money. Like, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. So creating the first new branch of armed services in 73 years.
It's because it took them this long to come up with a new branch.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, because... Okay, no, it's because we actually gave a shit that the rest of the world was like, hey, maybe we don't militarize space. And we're like, yeah, okay, cool. And then, of course, in traditional fashion, the United States says, okay, well, we said yes, but fuck you.
That one too. That.
Well, now we can actually do it and have an excuse to, so... Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we changed our initial to the USAFU. Like,
yeah. Give it another 2 or 3 years, they're going to have, like, the cyberspace.
Cyberspace force.
The internet military.
They're digitally, like scanning people in.
Digital soldiers.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are the United States Underminers. We are beneath you, but no one is beneath us. So, the establishment of the USSF resulted from widespread recognition that space was a national security imperative.
Really? Really? We all thought that? We're all so like, holy shit, look at all this space.
Now, we've already had this discussion, and everyone knows that I love Armageddon.
Yes.
But apparently, somebody in Congress loves it even more, because they're like, we got some of those fucking asteroids. They can be as big as Texas or as small as Volkswagens. Like, we've got to protect ourselves. And since Bruce Willis is like out of the picture, right? We can't count on him.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why everyone decided suddenly. Is because, whoa, Bruce Willis is out of commission now? Uh-oh. What are we going to do?
When combined with the growing threat posed by near-peer competitors, like, so you're almost at our level, but not quite. That's still a really shitty way of, like, putting somebody down.
That's pretty condescending. It's like, you're all right.
I mean, it's super condescending, considering, like, China put up a space station. They have a space station. We just, like, mushed a bunch of country space stations together, and they built their own, and we're like, they're almost as good as us.
I mean, didn't we shut down NASA as far as launches go and be like, from now on, we're going to combine with, like, India to, like, do, like, all of our launches? You know that place that, like, can't feed some of his people sometimes, but they have a space program?
Dude, that's here too.
That's exactly what I was going
to say. Like, we can't feed everyone either.
Like, what are you feeding them? Like, triffids and, like, fucking, like space pods? I mean, like, why? Just like, okay, whatever. I mean, because, you know, not to put anything India down, but again, as far as an economy goes, like, they don't have, like, the strongest economy, be it they put money into a space program. I mean, again, it's like lowest bidder. Like, okay, yeah, okay, sure. Like, we can do that.
It reminds me of that South Park episode when the boys were trying to shoot the whale into space. Do you remember that one? Free Willsiac or something like that.
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. But, yeah, they're going around. They go to the government. They're like, how much would it cost to shoot a whale into space? And they're calling, like, all these different places, and they're like, oh yeah, it's gonna be like $200 million and all this shit. And they call the Mexican Space Agency, MASA, NASA. and they're like, how much would it cost to send a whale into space? And they're like, $350 million. Like, $350 million? No, $350.
All right. So near-peer competitors in space, it became clear that there was a need for a military service focused solely on pursuing superiority in the space domain.
Like, something we have literally signed a world treaty saying that no one was allowed to do.
I mean, I'm just envisioning, like Moonraker with people with jetpacks, like, firing lasers, like, in space, like...
I guess that's the big thing for me, is, like, what are these imminent threats that we're seeing? That's why the government keeps trying to convince us that UFOs are now real, after, like, trying since the 50s to be like, no, no.
No, no, it's bullshit. And they're like, oh, no, wait, we're kidding, there's totally aliens out there. And it's not because we're totally feeling inferior to China now.
Right, now that they've, like dumped $9 billion into Space Force, now they're like... Yeah, no, check it out. We've unlocked the Area 51 files, which is definitely aliens out there. We have to spend this money.
Yeah, because that's what they're afraid. They're afraid that, that China is going to dominate space first. And, of course, they've all seen Phantom Menace, so they know that they're going to set up like a trade blockade around the planet.
Yep. They'll set up a trade blockade around the planet, and it'll be like, where are we going to get all of our space goods from?
Because it's, we clearly identified that they were Chinese.
Oh, yeah. They super were.
No, the Deadeye are here.
Wait a minute. That's racist.
We did a Let's Watch a Phantom Menace last recording session, and oh boy.
You know what? Before you said that, I never thought about how that was clearly very racist. I never even picked up that. And I'm like, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, we were like 15 minutes in, like, this is really uncomfortable. Like, we thought we were just going to make fun of the movie because it's terrible, and they're just like, oh no.
And then Watto, who runs the junkyard and everything, is clearly like Hispanic or Mexican. And like, I'm a Cheech and Chong again. Your mind tricks don't work on me. Like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, because after Attack of the Clones, I'm almost positive they were making Watto to be Jewish.
You think so?
He's got the beard and the little hat, and he's obsessed with money, and he's got the nose thing. I think that's what they were going for.
Okay.
And that would be pretty in line with Disney.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty in line with Disney to subvert some racism and slide it in there.
Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. Only money. I mean, come on.
I've got Watto's digging a tunnel underneath my house.
Motherfuckers owe me an apology.
All right, so the same premise that space is critical holds true for the average American. Space capabilities are woven into the fabric of daily life. Okay.
I mean, GPS.
It definitely affects my every decision.
It does say here, satellites connect people in every corner of the globe, monitor weather patterns, carry television broadcasts, and the timing navigation services, GPS, Constellation power global financial networks, enable international commerce, synchronize cell phone networks, and optimize critical infrastructure. Which is what I actually messaged Comey, 2 or 3 weeks ago? When I was saying, if I was going to take over a country, I was like, well, okay, if I launched a bunch of satellites into orbit.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just regular communication satellites, but really they're bombs. And then I just maneuver them to get closer to other satellites, a particular country, I detonate them. That blows up, that cuts off their communication, and then I invade their country because they can't communicate that they're being invaded because they've been I don't know why they don't do that, but that's clearly something that could be done.
Now, while I absolutely hear where you're coming from, there are approximately 8,377 active satellites in space right now. I have to be a lot of big bombs. Like, so many of these things are redundant. You can't just sneak a TNT satellite up there, blow up one satellite, and take down half the U.S.
No. But I mean, let's say if I want to attack, let's say the Ukraine, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know where their satellites are. And then I would launch, because if I launch a satellite up in space, no one's really going to give a shit.
But that's what it looks like up there.
No, that can't be, because that looks round. Now, you got a bad map there. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Because satellites work in the flat Earth idea. That's... how can you have a satellite on flat Earth at all?
You wouldn't even need to site relay, if it was flat, you would just have one.
It'd just be one big satellite up in the right in the middle.
Like a big ass disco ball above the entire Earth.
Well, yeah, that's the big orb in in Los Angeles or whatever that they made. Or no, it was Vegas. Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Which we can all see from here.
Yeah, totally.
Because that's how that works.
I'm just not high enough up, that's all.
I mean, honestly, if the world, if the Earth wasn't round or spherical, then where did we get the idea for spheres from?
Oranges.
That was a Jane Smith like tweet. No, I'm Jane Smith tweet.
That was way too intellectual for a Jane Smith tweet.
Aw, bitch. Okay.
Okay, go back. Right, back to Space Force.
So access, morning, everyone.
So access to and freedom to operate in space underpins our national security and economic prosperity. However, space is no longer free from conflict. Potential adversaries are seeking ways to defy the U.S. access to space. The U.S. access to space?
Like this is what if, is Mr. Burns building the big thing over the United States? Is that what happened? Like,
yeah,
it's what the hap is fucking? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, China's building a big Simpsons-like dome. They're going to put it right over the U.S. Just boom. Oh, yes. So they're trying to block our access to space, according to the USSF.
So, all right, now, I just to give them benefit of the doubt,
okay,
I will say the likelihood that they believe, that they really believe this deep in their souls versus this is what we're going to tell you in order to get the money we need to run this thing,
right?
I can probably give them that. But it's still gross.
All right, so they would deny the U.S. access to the space capabilities fundamental to our way of war and modern way of life. I like how war comes first.
Oh, yeah.
Not way of life and then war, but war and then our way of life.
Well, yeah. The way of life is just a nice little afterthought.
Like, it does seem like, you know, the veil's kind of dropping off of, like, how war-hungry the United States is, considering we've been at war for pretty much the whole time we've existed.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that, like, as we're getting to a point where we're like, okay, we kind of understand that's how it is now. Y'all can stop lying. And they're like, okay, we war. That's what we do. So we want a war better. And now we want a war space.
I'm gonna do like a YouTube supercut, and it's gonna be like the song, like, war. Huh. Good God, y'all, what is it good for? And then cut to that scene from Leon or Gary Oldman. Everything!
I mean, it's apparently good for money.
So they have developed an array of threats both on Earth and in orbit. Well, on Earth, though, is important. We're talking about space. You let the on-Earth military forces worry about that. The Space Force need to worry about the space stuff,
yeah,
okay?
Clearly.
It's like, let the bear pay the bear tax. I pay the Homer tax. That's homeowner tax. So on Earth and in orbit, they continue to grow in scope, scale, and complexity. Today, the Guardians, with a capital G, of the USSF.
Of the galaxy.
Yes. Yeah. So, now Chris Pratt has replaced Bruce Willis as far as people that are going in outer space.
Oh, then we're fucked.
Yes, because, I mean, you've seen what is like the Philippine or Taiwanese, like, prisoners that do, like, the synchronized dance shit, right? There's no way that Chris Pratt can win a dance off in space against them.
No way. No fucking way.
Better fucking get, like...
And we can't forget the other Chris Pratt space movie, the one where he, like, fucking creeped on Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's who was protecting us.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, what?
I'm good. I mean, I'll just die, thanks.
He honestly should have just shot her ass out of airlock and just been done with it. I hate Jennifer Lawrence. But
why? Yeah. She's funny. She's funny as shit, dude.
She does a really good interview. Like,
yeah,
she's a hell of a storyteller.
Except for when she's like, yeah, but, you know, if you see me in public, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk to me. I don't like, I don't want to associate with any of you people. But I'm really approachable. Look how funny I am. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't want random people approaching me and talking to me either.
But when you become a certain level, like, that's just an expectation. I mean, that's just a part of what that comes with everything else. I'm not saying it's right, but But don't sit there and like count on me to go to your, you know, to see your movies and add to your box office and your wealth and all that kind of stuff. When if I see you in public, or whatever, like you present yourself as being so approachable. Oh, and then it's like, no, stop. You gave me anxiety. But like, what? Huh? Fuck you, dude. Like, no, seriously, just fuck you. Like, no. And again, not that I'm going to, like, but just the fact that she's like, I mean, like, if you take someone like Chris Evans, right? Chris Evans, like, yeah, I mean, there's a time when you say, like, you know, like Eminem, like, yeah, like when I'm in the bathroom, like, don't bother me. You see me with my daughter, don't bother me. That kind of shit.
But, well, yeah, but I mean, that to me is the same thing. Like, I think a celebrity should do meet and greets. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of like part of the job, you know, like go to your Comic Cons and your conventions and your weird stuff and do your interviews on TV, do all of that stuff. That's your interacting. But if I'm sitting down at Waffle House, don't fucking talk to me. I don't give a shit. Like if you saw me in a movie one time, like I'm eating. No, I'm eating my pass rounds.
It was something. It was something she said in an interview where she was like, you know, like she didn't want people, if she was out there, like she didn't want them to like speak to her at all. Like, it was just like, you know, I'm like, look here, you're not even fucking 30 years old, right? You don't know shit about life and you're already worth like $100 million. Like, you're letting that shit go to your fucking underage head. Like, grow the fuck up, bitch. You know, like,
I mean, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, if I achieved her level of success, I'd be the exact same way. It's like, I hate people.
But you hate people already!
Exactly, okay?
How do we know she didn't before she achieved her level of success? Okay. This might not be new. She may have always been like this, and then she got famous, and then she's like, nope, I'm still like this. Fuck all of you.
I'm just saying, like, you're only allowed to be funny if you're actually likable and approachable and appreciate people.
Yes.
I think
we're fucked. We might as well just give up on the podcast.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think objectively that's not true because there's a lot of people that I find funny that I wouldn't dream of approaching.
Oh, yeah.
I would never walk up to Bill Barr to... Like, oh, no. I would never just walk up to him and just be like, you seem funny and approachable. Like, no, he does not. He seems like he will rip me to shreds if I try to strike up a conversation with him.
I'm just saying, Jennifer wants to go fuck herself with Winter's Bone. And you, Acomi, like, for you, you already hate people. If you got money, you would just be worse because you'd be like, I hate people and now I can hire lawyers. Like, that's it.
Well, you gotta have a whole team of lawyers. You're like, that guy looked at me.
Yeah, he wouldn't even have bodyguards. He'd just have lawyers around. who needs bodyguards when you have lawyers?
I don't have guns. I have pen and paper.
This is like a real principal difference between me and Turk, though, because he sent me a clip of Harlan Ellison doing an interview, and he was like, yeah, I don't want my readers to, like, enjoy my books. I want my books to make them uncomfortable. Fuck my readers. I'm their enemy. I'm supposed to like, challenge them and make them unhappy and uncomfortable. And Turk was like, man, fuck this guy. I was like, he's based.
Actually, I wouldn't mind having him on the podcast.
I would have loved it.
I mean, like...
Oh, you just can just prop up his dead corpse.
Yeah, it's the only way he'd be on the podcast.
I mean, like, fuck him. Weekend in Bernie's.
Fuck him. You know what? Tonight, I'm going to watch The Terminator, right? Just to spite him. So today, the Guardians, with a capital G, of the USSF have been called to protect and defend American interests and to ensure our forces, our allies, and the world never experience a day without space.
And I don't even like what do they think is going to happen? China has destroyed space.
And I don't even like having the skin of my personal space.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars at work.
Okay, so they serve across the globe. Shouldn't you be like around, like above the globe, not across the globe? Okay.
Oh, no. You don't protect space by going there.
So, across the globe, working 24/7 to design, acquire, field, test, field, test, operate, and defend the critical space systems the nation and the world rely upon. They stand ready every day, always above. That's their slogan. Always above.
Okay.
How many of them are in space?
Yeah, so I
would many, how many Space Force personnel are in space?
Yeah, we know. What's that?
I'm going to ask Jeeves right now.
Richard Branson to like get like fucking Virgin like space whatever up. Because you can't rely on Elon Musk to do shit.
24/7, they say.
Yeah, so I mean, I would think that if you are going to be called like the United States Space Force, that you should be training people to fight in zero G.
Okay. There are two.
Are they on the?
Wait. I take that back. They're not in space. There are two people that are NASA astronauts. And it just says who have been members of Space Force. Not even. They are in there. Like, let me see here. Hang on.
Hey, man, I'm just like, you can't get into outer space until you can master inner space. That's what I'm saying, man, all right? This seems like the greatest bullshit job ever.
I know,
you don't have
right?
to produce any results or anything. I'm just like,
yeah, like
you have no soldiers taking
like every day, every single day. You're like, yeah, look up, space still there. You're welcome.
And I've done my job. Well, I don't see any soldiers in outer space. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, they're covert.
If you saw them, that means that I was bad at my job. You said I'm bad at my job.
I mean, it's just like you said, like, what are they expecting to happen? It's like, space has been taken over. Now where are we going to put Earth?
Yeah.
Like,
it is very clearly one motivation behind this. Other countries are getting a presence in space. It has been dominated by the U.S. for a long time. We have been able to act in a way that everyone is dependent on us. People are becoming less and less dependent on the U.S. And as soon as we start losing that for the dependency of the rest of the world, like, that's when people are going to be like, why the fuck are we letting the U.S. dictate anything?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as soon as that happens, well, then, of course, we're just going to go nuts and start blowing up everything because that's how we fix problems, apparently.
Yeah, because eventually someone's going to stop and do the math and be like, wait a minute, they're not the global superpower. Like,
yeah. There's like 300 million people there. There's like 7.5 billion of the rest of us.
I mean,
it's like, yeah. Actually, maybe we do need a space force. I'm starting to get nervous. Actually,
I mean, yeah, it's really kind of the only thing we have left because yeah. It's not like we can make a flex with our economy or anything. That's in shambles.
Yeah.
So, now isn't there some kind of agreement between, like, the nations that they won't try to, like, occupy the moon or some shit like that?
It's space in general. Oh, there is not... The military is supposed to be not a space thing at all. Like, it was part of an agreement, a treaty or something, a long-ass time ago.
Was that during the Star Wars missile defense, like, program?
I think that might have had something to do with it, like...
Which, I mean, I understand in the 80s, like, we believed a lot of shit was possible because, like, everybody was doing coke. And I'd be like, they're like, now everybody's doing coke. Yeah. There was so much coke in the U.S. that was being brought in legally that they were that's how crack was created. Because there was so much coke that the value, like, the price of coke dropped to where people could buy coke they normally couldn't buy coke before and then made it into crack.
And they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And, cheap cocaine.
Right. And it was because it was considered a high-class drug. Like, only, like, rich white people could afford coke until there was such an influx of it. And then there was so much coke that even crack was starting to be like, when you could buy like a vial of crack for $5, but you got so much coke that the price of crack drops, then you're like, wait a minute, we got too much coke here. It's just they're putting in the water and shit, right? Like, we've got to get rid of it just so we can keep the price of crack at $5. Because if crack drops lower than that, then like, what the fuck? So like, everybody was doing coke. You didn't know it, but you ever drank water? That's why like bottled water came about. There's like, there's so much cocaine than just the average water supply now, cocaine and fluoride, that you're like, if you ever want to drink something and not get high, right? You need bottled water. And what was the first bottled water? Avion. And what's Avion backwards? Naive. See, there you go, man. That fucking conspiracy theory, bing, nailed.
So I might have oversimplified the Outer Space Treaty of 1967.
Oh, 1967, wow.
1967 is when this treaty came in. Before we ever went to the moon, signed a treaty that
this
says...
Is this still during Kennedy?
I don't know when Kennedy was assassinated. Probably. I don't know.
I know Kennedy was big in like the space shit.
I have an American education. Why are you asking me stuff like this?
No, yeah, it's true. I mean, honestly, if you really
it's in the past. Yeah, it was probably Kennedy or Lincoln or one of those two.
if you really want to know anything about American history, you have to ask someone from another country that's become a citizen. Yeah, they know all about.
They
American
know all
history.
About it. Hey, don't ask me.
See, I don't ask me. I was just born here.
So in the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, it banned stationing weapons of mass destruction in outer space, and it prohibits military activities on celestial bodies. So apparently, as long as our military is on space stations and space ships, but not landing on planets, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Huh. So as long as you're just hovering out there in space or in the space station, it's just, cool in the game.
Just yeah. Hovering out there.
It's funny how they don't classify Earth as a celestial body, though. Yeah. Like, wouldn't this treaty then mean we're not allowed to have military on Earth because Earth is a celestial body? Just happens to be the close one.
Well, but if we did that, then like what that would, you know, remember we just talked about how we thrive on war, so we can't then say, well, you know, we can't have any military on the planet that we used to do our wars on. It's like, then what are we going to do for fun?
We're going to shoot and fire in space.
I don't know, like, performing military activities on celestial bodies, I'm going to have to use that as a pickup line. That's pretty good.
Oh.
Craziness.
I won't have a war on your celestial body. I don't even know where. Like, I remember when they first announced the Space Force. I'm like, Space Force? Like, this is bullshit.
Did you see the Steve Carell show?
No. Is it still?
I watched it. It's canceled.
Okay, it was canceled.
It was canceled, but it was pretty funny. Something about the mix of Steve Carell and John Malkovich. That was a magic you don't see in too many other series.
I do like John Malkovich.
That was a really interesting pair up.
I didn't realize Malkovich was in it, but I like both of those guys.
Yeah. Oh, it's really well done. It's Steve Carell is playing like the top general whatever of the Space Force. He kind of just gets thrown into it, right? He doesn't have a choice. Everybody thinks it's stupid, you know. And then John Malkovich is playing like the top like scientist there. Huh. So between the two of them, he's like, this is the scientist with all the authority on the science part of it. And then this is the military bureaucrat budgeting top dog in charge. And the two of them just, it's this funny headbutting between the two. They do a lot of dumb jokes that are like would never happen in real life, like satellites getting ready to crash or blow up or something. Everybody's freaking out and they're like, "Okay, we've figured out, we've reprogrammed, we've done all the calculations," and then, "Oh no, Windows is updating. Now we can't do it until it finishes." Like, it's like, it does not work like that. Stop. But anyways, no, it was a good show. It was worth a watch just for that very interesting.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and I was like, okay. I was like, it kind of looks interesting, but I was like, nah. I was like, is this like a one joke series? Like that's it.
That's the joke. Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. That's kind of the joke about the whole thing. It's not a laugh track thing. It's not right. Like that type of a series. But it's got that kind of comforting, familiar, like, one thing is happening per episode kind of an arc. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a thing happening, but the Space Force is just the backdrop, the setting for the show.
Gotcha.
So it's, I mean, it's, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It wasn't a huge investment of time. So I'd recommend it.
Nice. Cool.
And Netflix, the check that you write me, just direct deposit that. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with them. Like, you're writing you a check promoting a show they already canceled.
I mean, that's just Netflix, man.
They might as well just say,
Why do you think they canceled it? They have to afford my commission payments.
They might as well just say, like, so here are all the shows that we're canceling. Like, hey, this show never came out. Yeah, we're so good at this. They should just change the name to NetFox.
Right? Right? Fox did the same damn thing. They're like, hey, we've got this really great show everybody likes. Fuck them.
Oh, you like the show? You like it, huh?
It's like, you think that those people are literally just sitting there just like, how can we really piss off everybody? Like, I'm going to really fuck with them. But was that the whole article? Was there
That's just their mission statement.
Oh, that's their mission statement.
That's their mission statement, which is like, oh, yeah, this is what we do. We're the USSF, and but they don't really tell what they do, because they don't do anything. They're not training people for outer space battles. So basically, they're like, oh, we need a whole separate computer, like tech department to monitor space and to do basically what the FBI and the CIA and the regular defense forces do. We need that one, but we'll call it space. I mean, they're not doing anything different than what the rest of the government, of the military does, or the defense, the national defense. They do the exact same thing. How are you?
It's
any
just
different?
You sit in front of computers, like,
yeah.
Now, this was kind of interesting on their Space Force careers page.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty fun. So they're like, find the right career for you, and then they give you slider bars of like more engineering, more intelligence, more leadership, more logistics, more technology. Like, those are the categories of your slider bars.
Okay.
So you have to, on a sliding scale, how much engineering do you want to do or can do? Like, how much engineering and logistics do you like? Do you like a lot of logistics, but just a little bit of engineering?
But I mean, this should be knowledge you already have, though, right?
But so like, right from the get-go, of course, it starts them all at zero. Okay. And you're supposed to go through and slide through, and then it'll tell you, hey, this is the kind of role you want to do. So with everything moved over to zero, the one that lists is astronautical engineer.
Oh, you have no talent? We'll make you an astronautical engineer.
Okay, that sounds like a terrible idea.
I mean, really, to be an astronautical engineer, all you have to do is like take this magnetic wand, right? And can you capture all these bolts and everything before they float away in zero G?
There you go.
You're doing great. It's like a video game.
Yes. So it is kind of fun, though. Like, there's a randomized thing where it'll tell you, okay, do you want to work in the intelligence section of Space Force? Because that requires no engineering, but lots of intelligence.
Okay.
About medium leadership, not very much logistics. I kind of feel like logistics should be an important part of intelligence, but that's just me.
You know how many people are going to go out there and just push the intelligence meter all the way up? Oh, yeah, I'm a super smart person.
Okay, technology.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
I was going to say, I'm a pretty smart guy and I want to be in charge here, so just slide both those all the way to the right.
Technology is low. How do you have technology low on intelligence? We all know, like, thanks to James Bond movies, he's got freaking poison darts in his watches and freaking phones in your shoes. Like, it's all about cutting edge technology.
I'm sorry. How do you have technology low if you're supposed to be going into space?
If it's Space Force and your whole thing is that all these people are sitting in front of computers, how is any of it low technology?
Oh, yeah. Information technology, which is, you know.
Okay.
Social computer media. Work. And guess what? Everything is high. Engineering, intelligence, leadership, all that stuff. That's my line of work, and that's accurate. It's way more important than everything else.
I like it when you push everything all the way to the max. It just says Google.
Yeah. Well, what does it suggest? If you put everything in?
Let's assume that you're like the most overqualified person in the world for this.
Cyber operations.
Ooh, nice.
Cyber you're 100% across the board. Gets you cyber or astronautical engineer, because apparently that's the job that they just shove as many people into as they can.
So you can either have no skills whatsoever, have all the skills.
Either one.
Well, it's like an old NES or Game Boy game, like when your value exceeds 255, then it just resets back down to zero.
Yeah,
so that's basically what happened.
That sounds
that's what it's like. Frontline infantry.
Signals intelligence analyst. Spy. You're intercepting signals and yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
and that's pretty much it. You either space operations.
Oh.
Isn't it signal signal interceptor or whatever? Isn't that just like enable VPN? Yes. Bing! And now blocked everybody else out.
I think we should all apply for jobs at Space Force this
week. I'm starting to think I should.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I can't imagine I would do anything.
I mean, there's a lot of jobs. Ooh, you can be an acquisitions manager.
Oh. Mergers and acquisitions?
Yeah, you just collect space rocks.
Human factors engineer. That sounds so nefarious.
That really does.
That's like some Baltic shit right there. No.
Yeah.
The human factor engineer. Oof. Oh, okay. Now there's pages of these things. Financial management. Do you hate yourself but want to hate yourself in space? acquisitions. So we can acquire space.
Yes.
That's super important.
Because the Chinese are trying to take it from us, so we got to acquire it back.
Yes.
It all started with that hole in the ozone. That's what let the Chinese get in.
Targeting analyst.
Oh, is that how you aim the space lasers?
Yeah, you're aiming your space lasers.
This is what you got here. Play missile command.
This is a good one. All source intelligence analyst.
Wow.
What?
That sounds like a lot. All source intelligence analyst.
Okay.
Golly.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, like can we? What does that do? Like
let's find out. Learn more. With any mission, there are many moving parts and info coming from dozens, if not hundreds, of sources across the globe and stratosphere. Because space. The all-source intelligence analyst duty is to collect and dissect raw data and assess viable intelligence across various sources.
Dissect? That's like,
they evaluate and ensure all intelligence activities are accurate, optimized to carry out each mission from early development to completion. So basically, you're decoding metadata.
I say, isn't it just a project manager?
Minimum education, high school diploma.
So
ASVAB requirements, minimum score 64. What was the scale on ASVAB? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Isn't that song by Genesis? No, that's Abacab. Sorry.
I mean, so that just basically sounds like they're like, yeah, so...
oh, yeah, it's 100 base. It's 100. So 99 is your highest.
So you just got to be, like, slightly above average then?
Yeah. Dude, that's... No, like, 64 is, like, the third tier down. Like,
third tier? Okay, so it's not even, like, mid-tier.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Jeez.
So, like, ASVAB scores, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I wonder what the pay range is for that, though.
Yeah, it's 6... I mean, I don't want to sound too overly critical about, like, dumb people joining the military. That's not what I'm trying to say, but...
Are you sure?
I mean, like they try and get so, they get so complicated to not say that. They're like, yeah, 93 to 99 is I, Roman numeral 1, or I. 65 to 92 is Roman numeral 2, or II. Okay. And then 50 to 64 is Roman numeral 3, A, IIIA, then it's IIIB, then IVA, then IVB, then IVC, then V. For 1 to 9 is the lowest on the ranking. But like, all of these scores, like, minimum for each of the branches is like Air Force 36, Army 31, National Guard 31, Coast Guard 40. Wow, Coast Guard is the highest minimum.
Wow, okay.
Because you gotta have those sea legs, man. You're guarding the coast, man. Like, for the United States, there's only two ways you can get in here.
Oh.
Mexico and Canada. Other than that, it's the coast.
Oh, but here's a very important distinction also about military service, is you can have a much lower score on your ASVAB if you have a high school degree. If you have a GED, you better be scoring better on that ASVAB. Like, everything is like 50 to 65.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm just assuming if it's a scale of like 1 to 100, then like most people would get 50, right? It's, I mean, I'm just like figuring out by average, but...
Right.
I don't know, that is wild.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I mean, it says it's for arithmetic reasoning, mathematics knowledge, word knowledge, and paragraph comprehension. So the same basic shit you're learning in high school, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's what you need.
So you would think, too. Yeah. So you would think that it's probably sitting around the same levels of what your high school thing is. But they're saying on here, you can have way low scores in order to. For the government to hand you a gun. Like, I don't know how else to put that.
A space gun.
Like, the government will hand you guns and bombs if you are an idiot.
You know, like, you know what this makes me think of, right?
What's that?
Your character from last night? That's him. That's how he got in.
Yeah.
You would have to hear, like, during the Aliens RPG, like, him and the other guy just going off and everything. Oh, God. Oh my goodness.
I'm having so much fun with that character, too. I need a shot of whiskey to wash out the space hooker spit.
I just want some space dick. Can I get some space dick up in here? He didn't even have a good fuck bench. It was like,
what kind of a self-respecting space prostitute doesn't have a fuck bench?
And we're not making this up. This is actually
this has actually happened. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.